something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Mara, and myclinic.ie are now offering free COVID-19 test referral services. Now, we've got Dr. Daniel Clear on the line. This is free through your GP anyway, isn't it, Daniel? So tell me what's different about this particular service.
Hi Trini. Yes, so indeed it is free. These referrals can be accessed through any GP. What we've done is create an online system where people can go to myclinic.ie. They can complete a free of charge self-assessment questionnaire. And then within a few hours, they'll get a call back from a GP to run through their symptoms and decide if a test is necessary. And if it is, the GP can refer them to the HSE National Testing Service. Yeah. So it's just a way to really streamline the process for people, especially those who may not be linked in with the GP, and to try and ease the pressure on general practice at a particularly challenging time.
Yeah, because there are people who actually don't have a GP because they're never sick and they wouldn't even know where to start. And I would imagine you can't just ring a random GP and say, hi, I'm not actually a patient, but I want to maybe get a COVID test. So what kind of questions are being asked? What is the latest regards to symptoms that they're kind of looking out for to go for a COVID test, Daniel?
Yeah, so anyone can get a COVID test if they have symptoms of COVID-19. And their GP feels it's appropriate. So the kind of symptoms that people should be looking out for are a high temperature, that's anything over 38 degrees Celsius, any new cough, it doesn't need to be a dry cough, like people have thought in the past, any shortness of breath, and obviously any change in people's sense of smell or taste. They're the four main groups of symptoms that we're looking out for. So if anyone's experiencing them, they should self-isolate, contact their GP, or else go to myclinic.ie and start the test referral process.
Because earlier on in the year, you know, around March and April, if you got a cough, it would probably be fairly alarming because it's not the time of year. Now that we're into November, though, and quite late November, people get coughs and colds and everything around this time of year anyway. So is there a way of knowing whether the cough is more of a COVID cough or more of a time of year cough?
Well, that's a good question. It does complicate it coming into cold and flu season now. And the short answer is no. There's no way to tell one type of cough from another necessarily. The original advice that people seem to have was that COVID had a typically dry cough, but that's now been updated to say any new cough or any shortness of breath at all should be considered a potential symptom of COVID-19, and that would be reason enough to speak with your GP and see whether a test is appropriate.
And when it comes to self-isolating then, say if you complete this online self-assessment, you get the call back, you're referred to the HSE to get a test done maybe in the next day or so, even if you're waiting on a result, it's true, isn't it, that you need to treat it as if you've tested positive. You need to be staying at home.
Exactly. Anyone that is even suspected of having COVID or is waiting for their test results to come back needs to self-isolate. And guidance for that there's quite good guidance can be found on hse.ie, but it does involve isolating at home, ideally in an individual room, if that can be accommodated, you know, windows open to keep circulation up and minimize the risk of transmission at home, and taking practical steps like, you know, not sharing cutlery. The advice is for people to self-isolate when awaiting a test or if they do have any symptoms, and for that to continue until such time as they get a negative test result back. So individuals that go for a test will usually receive a text message from the HSE if they have a negative result. If they have a positive result, they'll tend to get a phone call, and that will be to start the contact tracing process and see who people may have been in contact with over the previous days.
I'm wondering where most people are getting it. I have one friend who got it, and actually that's the only one that I've come across, and she was working from home, didn't go anywhere literally since March, and got it. So she thinks she may have picked it up in a supermarket or something. So it's still really important. You know, I think people have become a little bit complacent when they go into the supermarket. You need to be spraying it down, and they leave them out for you. They leave all the stuff available for you. Spray down the trolley or the basket. You still need to be wearing your mask. You need to be you can't hand sanitize enough. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. It's still essential to maintain all those practices. Sometimes it's even very difficult to figure out where an infection was picked up, but we know it can be picked up from surfaces. It hangs in the air, we know now. So you can't be too careful, and all those protective measures need to still be in place until such time as we have a vaccine that it's had enough people take it up in the community that the risk of transmission goes down.
I think some people are a bit anxious about calling the GP. They don't want to waste the GP's time, you know, if they have a small cough, and they don't want to be getting in the way of other people who are really, really sick. But this is where myclinic.ie comes in, because you can fill out the details online, and then if you do need a referral, you'll get the phone call and you will be referred. So it's kind of easing the pressure, isn't it, on the local GP as well?
Exactly. And one thing that we've seen across the medical spectrum during COVID is that people tend not to come to the doctor with other more routine issues for fear of putting pressure on medical services. And we would certainly encourage anyone with even minor symptoms to get in touch with their GP, because if we can catch it early, it reduces the risk of spread in the community. And bear in mind that a huge number of people with COVID-19 will only have very mild or no symptoms. So there is really no threshold for saying you'll contact your GP. If you're concerned about any symptoms, pick up the phone or go to myclinic.ie and the GP will be in touch with you that day.
Has this been the most stressful year in your career so far, do you think? Or maybe it was at the very start of the career?
Perhaps challenging, I would say. But we're adapting. You know, we see people taking up technology across all workspaces at the moment. And that's no different in medicine. We think that's probably here to stay. Now, even when the pandemic settles over the next 6 to 12 months, we hope.
Yeah. Well, fingers crossed it'll be gone fairly soon. Myclinic.ie is where you can get all those details on the free COVID-19 test referral service, just to make things a little bit easier for you and to ease pressure on your GP. Dr. Daniel Clear, thank you very much for taking our call.
Great. Thanks.
See you now.
Take care.
Bye. Bye-bye. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.